come on, boys, and you'll see lads and lasses in their glee. Evergreen bowers would make your heart thrill. The boys, they will not harm you. The girls, they all will share them you. Here's up from all, says the boys of Fair Hill. Come on, boys, and have a drink of Fahy's wellspring water. Though you are dry, you are welcome here still. Is better than the Guinness's or J.J. Murphy's porter. That has been proved by the boys of Fair Hill. Now come on, boys, round by Granabrart is there. You see the fields so green. The sun shines in splendour, the lark sweetly sings. Thousands come from o'er the foam just to kiss down Blarney Stone. You can view his salon from the groves of Fair Hill. Now come on, boys, and spend the day with our hurling club so gay that lash yum the ash, it'll make your heart thrill. Talk about the Kerry Pike, lend them all come if they like. They're bound to be knocked out by the boys of Fair Hill. Come on, boys, and spend the day with our harrier pack so gay around the crappy bye and the road called the Kill, where many's the bloody black and tan and the treacherous Saxon gang. We're all laid low by the boys of Fair Hill. Now come on, boys, and spend the day with our bowl and club so gay. The loft down the bowl, it'll make your heart thrill. When you hear the shabby I say, Timmy Delaney's won the day. But we bear some all, says the boys of Fair Hill. Come, boys, up to Quinlan's pub, that is where you'll join our club. Round us in gallons the porter does flow. And first we'll tap to half a tierce, drink a health to Dashwood's race. That's the stuff they give 'em, says the boys of Fair Hill. Well, we stopped to take Ray for just 2 seconds. We'll have a slug of porter. Pike Jordan from the south side of Cork City, wonderful man, gave me the full version of the song. It's a song that was written during the Second World War when rations were very much the order of the day. And to give them their due, Bulmers of Clanmel, with the best of intentions in the world, and looked out and saw old wooden whiskey casks in the back of the brewery. And he says, why don't we fill them up with cider, he said, not to be wasting materials. So not knowing that the slumbering spirit of the whiskey was waiting for an intercourse with the cider.
Good man, Jimmy.
The result, it drove the people crazy, ladies and gentlemen. One pint of it now.